What are the emotional, psychological, ethical expressions of really kind of genuinely long-term good psychedelic people?
What is the long-term ethical expression of the good of psychedelic people?
Yeah.
Well, it's some kind of effort to separate shit from shinola. In other words, it's some kind of effort to distill a truth from the blooming, buzzing confusion of the universe. So it's a branch of, I don't know what you would say, cognitive science or something like that. It's an effort to define the human essence away from its content or something like that. And you see what I mean?
Explain a little more.
Well, it's a branch of psychology. It's a self-study in psychology. So anybody who's taking psychedelics is, I assume, trying to present a truer image of themselves to other people and the world through this process of distillation of understanding. And that's where the connection to alchemy and all that comes in. This distillation of essence away from the dross, confusion, and Gnostic muck of the world is a kind of like a Jungian individuation process or something like that.
And that manifests in the call, even in normal life, to present it yourself, articulate yourself, oneself differently.
I think so, yeah. And causes people to be willing to take chances, both pharmacological and sociological, by being involved in something so marginal, you know. Because in the big civilizations, this kind of shamanic stuff is definitely very marginal. Most people just don't do it.
Do you feel that that characterizes the overall or in some significant way the kind of people that you've met for the last
It depends on how often they do it. You know, some people are doing it because their friends are doing it. Some people are doing it because some, I don't know, they're feeling some kind of social pressure. But the people who are really called to do it are rare. You know, the people who say, well, I get loaded 10 times a year on high dose psychedelics or 6 times a year. That's a lot. I mean, that means your lifestyle is pretty much defined by all that stuff. Yeah, I would love to know what the real numbers are. How many people a year get really loaded once you get the Amazon Indians out, and, you know, the Mexicans out, and a few of these people out. It's hard to even know how you begin to make an estimate, you know.
Before your sickness, how often did you do large journeys?
Less and less often. I mean, I noticed that through the 90s that. But maybe 4 or 5 times a year get. But I always felt never enough, you know. Never enough.